Ken Darga is a state demographer for the Michigan Department of Management and Budget. Ken, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks. So much information out there. We always wonder about, but you have some interesting analysis that says that the state recession was a rare economic disruption that began abruptly at the start of 2003 and ended just as abruptly at the end of 2006 for reasons that aren't fully understood. And I know your statistics. You just go by the numbers on what you report. You don't have an agenda. Talk about that information.
Okay. Well, Michigan actually experienced three recessions over the past decade. First, there was the national recession in 2001, and as usual, that hit Michigan harder than it hit the rest of the nation. And then, just as we were starting to recover from that recession, it's often overlooked that we did start to recover, but we did, the statistics show that we did start to recover from that recession, then we were suddenly hit by the one-state recession. And then, just as we were starting to recover from that, the nation went into the Great Recession, and of course, that caused a further increase in Michigan's unemployment.
You talk about how the one-state recession was a rare economic disruption that began at the start of 2003 and ended in 2006 for reasons that aren't fully understood. Now, I know you're working on that. Where have you gotten so far with that?
Okay. Well, the interesting thing about the one-state recession was that it affected job creation in new and expanding businesses without really affecting job loss in businesses that closed or contracted. You can look at 49 other states, and there's a consistency between job gain and job loss. And Michigan is the only state where job gain follows a pattern that was really totally inconsistent with what was happening with job loss. Right around the middle of 2002, Michigan's job gain, which had been increasing relative to the rest of the nation, just like it normally does during a recovery, suddenly took a 90-degree turn in the wrong direction. It's kind of hard to show a graph on the radio, but I'll try my best. Beginning of 2003 through the end of 2006, job gain kept getting worse and worse relative to the rest of the nation, even though the rest of the nation was experiencing a time of prosperity. Then, right around the beginning of 2007, there was another 90-degree turn, and Michigan's job gain started moving closer to the national rate. So what happened, according to the economic data, is that at the same time that Michigan was going into a very severe national recession, we were also experiencing recovery from the one-state recession, and that really moderated the effects of the Great Recession.
Do you believe that Michigan's economy has behaved normally in concert with the ups and downs of the national economy, and do you think that it's headed for a sustained recovery?
Well, Michigan performed normally in its own unique way until the one-state recession. By that I mean when the national economy would go up, Michigan would go up. When the national economy would go down, Michigan would go down, except that Michigan would go down farther and faster when the national economy went down, and then it would improve a little bit sooner and a little bit faster when the national economy went up. Then the one-state recession was a total departure from that pattern. The national economy went up, and for the first time, Michigan kept getting worse and worse while the national economy was improving. But now this is shaping up like a very normal recovery. Michigan's recovery started a little bit sooner than the national recovery, and it's a little bit stronger than the national recovery. So things are looking much more normal.
Interesting information from Mr. Darger from the Department of Transportation. During the 1980s recession, the state's jobless rate was 16.8%, unbelievable, as compared to a high of 14.1% during the most recent recession. Mr. Darger's analysis, which draws on the Census and the Bureau of Labor and Statistics data, may be cold comfort to 850,000 Michigan workers who lost their job in the past decade. Unbelievable number.
Yeah. Certainly, economic troubles are not close to being over. The recovery from the national recession is very slow nationwide. Now, the fact that we're doing a little better than the rest of the nation would be a lot more encouraging if the nation was doing better than it is.
I know that you hope that economists take a deeper look at the reasons behind Michigan's one-state recession, because you believe it may go beyond the falling market share of the big three, as well as manufacturing and outsources of jobs overseas.
Yes, those explanations are certainly things that are happening. You know, big three has lost market share. No, outsourcing has been a huge problem for the entire nation. But those things don't really explain a disruption of job gain that started abruptly in the middle of 2002 and then reversed abruptly at the beginning of 2007.
All right, Ken, thanks so much. 7:42 here on the program. Appreciate your time. Look forward to talking with you again. Ken Darger is a state demographer for the Michigan Department of Management and Budget.
Thanks, Tony.